Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, impressionist comedian Frank Caliendo. He's coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
This.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof,
let's
woof,
get woof. It
my
started.
My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely lady lumps. My hump, my hump, my hump. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face. So fellas,
yes,
fellas,
yes.
Has your girlfriend got the butt?
Hell yes.
So shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt.
Baby got back.
Prince in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Baby got
back. You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I have something, a little something for Frank. We have Kevin Harlan, one of our favorite sports announcers. Here he is calling the Super Bowl, the winning play.
Second down, 20, 5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put off your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why is this taking place in a Super Bowl?
Kevin, if you're going to run that far, get into the end zone. Don't slide at the one. You got to score.
I think that's
once
Kurt
you got
Warner,
on the actually. Field, get into the end zone, my man.
Lord, now they're cuffing him.
Now, oh, they're cuffing him.
Whatever you do, 5:03 to go, timeout on the field.
Yeah, what a pro. He's always great at that.
That is
as good as you could get doing that.
Remember that guy who streaked bet there'd be a streaker? Remember that? Oh, that was one of the stories that came out. And they caught him.
Actually. What a pro.
Yeah,
that is the best. And now you're working on that voice, Andrew.
Yeah, and my favorite part is that he goes, 5:03 left, like he just goes right back into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Instead of going like it, I tend to start going Euchre, Bob Euchre, just a bit outside. Mm-hmm. Tried the corner. Yeah. It's in that kind of thing, but he's got that 5:03. You can hear where it's coming from, but I haven't captured it yet. It's gotta train those muscles, is what it is.
All right. Once again, we're talking with comedian Frank Caliendo. At the same time, reviewing many of the things in the world of sports. Anything else?
That actually wraps it up, Tom. That's okay. Sports. We got a Final Four in the women's and the men's, and we're all set to go with college basketball.
Okay, well, now the official sports outro.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Bucky, this is what you farted for.
Yes, we have many, many questions, and she does say that's Tom's daughter.
That's Finn.
And she does say, Chick McGee, this is what you farted for.
She ad-libbed that. I'm not sure why.
And we do have a different... Don't we have a different version of that?
Yeah, we have a version with, let's see.
Everybody.
This is Hart, my other daughter, and let me hear this one, see what's on it here.
Chick McGee, this is what you farted for.
Woo!
Got all the girls in there.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
I think Lucy might be in there, too.
It could be, yeah. That's very, very nice. Now, we leave the sporting scene and turn to Jess Hooker over there at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Jess, by the way, you're looking great.
Thanks.
You've got for those that can't see you, I would say kind of a Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah.
1980-ish.
Yeah.
That kind of a semi-bouffant. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
What about this, Tom? How about Joanne Fluge in the movie MASH?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dead on.
Yeah. How about that?
I'll have to see a picture.
Huh?
I don't know who that is.
I believe that Lieutenant Dish,
Was Joanne Fluge in the movie version of MASH. Very hot.
Okay. Thank you.
Very.
I'll have to look her up.
Yeah. I don't. Was she ever in anything else though?
The TV shows, I think. It was Fluge. Pflug. Yeah. Remember that?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Very good movie. This has been a very unprofessional introduction. Frank, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Really great. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Bricker from the Love Bug.
Now, what is happening that is newsworthy over there?
Velveeta has launched its own branded hair dye. On April 1st, the company announced that it is getting into the personal care game with Velveeta Gold, a yellow-hued, semi-permanent hair dye. In a statement sent to Food & Wine magazine, Velveeta stressed that the new product was not a joke. A 4-ounce container of Velveeta Gold is available only on Amazon for $7.50, the same price as a block of Velveeta cheese. Miss Stephanie Vance, brand manager of Velveeta, told Food & Wine, "We are always looking for new ways to help fans live La Dolce Velveeta."
Ah.
Oh, no, that's so nice.
La Dolce Velveeta.
Now, is that better than Be Where Your Feet Are? Dolce Vita?
I think referencing a 60s era La Dolce Vita, the movie, that's way before everyone's time.
I have no idea what's happening.
I didn't know that movie either.
La Dolce Vita means the sweet life.
Right. Yes.
It's a famous Italian...
Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia? What are you talking about?
No, La Dolce Vita was a famous, what is it called? The New Wave European
I'm not aware of
independent
that
cinema?
Sort of like like the Red Balloon or the Bicycle Thief or what do you...
And they did this last year, right?
Yeah,
they did the
nails, right?
They did the nail polish.
Oh, same color. Okay.
It was the same color as Velveeta. Now, Frank Caliendo, you're probably not aware of this. The color of Velveeta. Do you want to tell them?
When they make Velveeta and it comes off the conveyor, it's clear. They add the color. It's artificial.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. So they've got plenty of the dye lying around.
Yeah, so they're using it in other ways, right?
Okay, I'm lost.
Yeah.
I'm just...
The brand said one jar is enough to cover a head of short hair. All users need to do is apply it evenly to dry hair, allow it to process for 20 minutes before rinsing it with a mild shampoo.
Is this going
to
be a new comedian in Las Vegas, Velveeta Top?
Oh!
Puts props back in the trunks.
Oh!
He just cleans up, cleans up for Scott. I bet this was funny.
the nail polish, the Velveeta nail polish, $15 for a two-pack.
For sure.
And the it was available in finger food red, yellow, of course, dubbed La Dolce Velveeta.
Ah.
So there you go. Mm. Pat, do you have a tribute?
I do, yeah. Oh. She sent a strange concoctions. Like a Bobbitt doll.
Yeah.
Makeup, neurotoxins, perfume, she's tried it all. She wants me to smell her nails now, but they look like dripping cheese. I take a whiff of a polish and it knocks me to my knees. Like she has some strange disease. Oh, it looks like a nacho chip. The Dolce Velveeta yellow. Nails like a cheesy dip. The Velveeta sure does smell low. One hand's finger food red's nice and kind of mellow. The other hand's a late night snack. La Dolce Velveeta yellow. Everybody,
La Dolce Velveeta yellow.
One time now.
La Dolce Velveeta yellow.
Woo! Frank, with your Italian heritage, I'm surprised you've never heard of La Dolce Vita.
Yeah, there's a few things that I haven't heard.
Probably came out.
A lot of them in my family were not allowed to talk about anymore.
Irma LaDuce phase. And
it was like 1960, La Dolce Vita.
I was born in 74.
I just said 20. I gave the benefit of the doubt. It's a Federico Fellini movie.
Oh, yeah. How'd I miss that?
You're familiar with Fellini. Oh, and here they've got all these 1960. They've got, it's black and white, all these Italian ladies with bikinis on. Oh, it's fantastic. Marcello Mastroianni.
It's a pretty good Fellini movie. I give it 8.5.
Oh, very good.
Oh,
very nice. Thank you very much.
Very nice. Another joke no one gets, but I admire you for trying it. I enjoyed it myself.
I heard four people respond.
Yeah.
La Dolce Velveeta. That's great.
I just respond on your timing as being so.
Thank you very much.
So I'm sorry.
It sounded like a joke.
And this,
I knew it.
This is not the nail polish. This is, first of all, when they do it on April Fool's Day, you kind of wonder.
Yep.
But they really did release the Velveeta nail polish. So.
Mm-hmm.
What, and they're calling it Velveeta. What is it again?
It's called Velveeta Gold. That's just what it's called.
That does sound like a porno star, doesn't it?
Velveeta Gold.
Have you seen the new movie with Velveeta Gold?
And Lex Steele?
She's hot.
Lexington, please.
Oh, sorry.
Gold, gold meets steel. Velveeta Gold and Lexington Steel.
Metals collide.
Wow. They go deep.
Okay.
Sorry, Frank. We're trying to keep it clean for Frank. I can remember back in the day when you'd come in here talking about the website.
Yeah.
And then your brother'd be on the phone the whole time.
We used to just tabulate something. You could see how many people were looking at the time, and it was pretty amazing.
Downloading
that was part
answering
of
machine thing.
Did that downloading, yeah.
Remember when websites had counters?
Yeah.
Like at the bottom of each one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you were watching?
Yeah. We could watch that. You could go to a certain like backslash counter or something like that. And I'd be actually looking at it. And everybody would be looking at it like, you're paying too much attention to that, Frank. And I was like, I was more into the game of the web. Like listeners would send in faxes and stuff like that. Caliendo, do more voices, less tallying. And but turns out that I was ahead of the game, and now I've dropped way behind. Well, that's the Caliendo curve. That's what happened.
You said you're working on a few new voices.
Yeah, there's always. I was talking about that. See, the Kevin Harlan thing. I probably talked about this evolution of stuff before how I work on them, but people always find it fairly interesting, I guess. So it's like when I work on certain voices, some are very close to each other. You don't always realize that, but when I would do the John Madden kind of thing, you just take it out of this glottal area and you bring it up, it becomes Bill Walton. How great is that? Unbelievable. This is the greatest voice in the history of Western civilization. So those voices, and a lot of them, people, when they want to work on them, because I would get that type of stuff, and I started to put this stuff on TikTok and Instagram, that there's two Muppet voices, because Muppets are not actual voices. They're like cartoons. They're put on by a person, so they're not their actual voice. They're a character which is more exaggerated than the person's real voice. So Kermit the Frog, hi, ho, Kermit the Frog here, and Fozzie Bear, ah, waka, 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 which are also Bert, oh, Bert, Ernie. So those two voices. If you can do that stuff with your throat, you start to figure out different things. So the first one I realized was John C. Reilly. So if you, did you touch my drum set? Does everybody ever wonder how that's come from? That's what that's all about right there. I see Pat. He's doing songs about Velveeta. That's pretty cool. Last time I heard a song about Velveeta, I fell off my dinosaur. I was going to say, I was trying to think Dino Nuggies, but it didn't work out. So now if you add some air, it becomes Mark Ruffalo. I see this as an absolute win. I had no idea. Wow. That's even weird.
That was amazing.
Now if you bring it down even more, it becomes Paul Giamatti. I believe that was probably the greatest pasta song I've ever heard in my entire life. Bring it back with a side of broccoli and we'll be working together forever.
Okay, that is one of my favorite moments in the history. That was fantastic. That's so good, Frank.
Thank you.
Bravo. Frank Caliendo. God, I love that.
Yeah, so those, and if you bring it down, it becomes Patrick Mahomes if you put a little bit in there and act like a little kid and just trying to figure out where, and then every once in a while you get this going right here and that thing happens. And that thing happens and they call it frog in the throat. That's why they think it sounds like Kermit the Frog. But it's not. Travis and I are selling insurance. Insurance probably is how you pronounce it. And then, see, that's that voice in there can become other people too. That's the Fozzie Bear in there. People say Kermit. I think it's more Fozzie Bear. And then if you get rid of the rasp, it becomes Joe Rogan. Wow, Jamie. Oh my gosh. Pull that up. That is effing. That is effing nuts. Who would do something like that? That's crazy. That is crazy.
Frank, that is fantastic. John C. Reilly.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Who would even think of doing that?
It's almost a Warner Brothers character. The whole lot of lumps.
How many lumps would you like with them?
A whole lot of lumps.
So funny.
Why is that bunny dressed like a girl now? That's kind
of
interesting.
I was watching one of your videos and you go, and you're like, yeah, I was doing Giamatti and people kept commenting, you sound more like Jack Nicholson. And you go, actually, I think Jack sounds like this, and you did the greatest Jack Nicholson I've ever heard.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti is very... the interesting thing about him is he kind of becomes Heath Ledger, the Joker.
Not
that far off.
Yeah.
But there's another Joker that's living inside, and that's Jack Nicholson. Which, of course, was the original Joker in the movies. Now, if you believe these two voices are the same, I've got a really great piece of land to sell you just west of California. And I will not take it from you.
Are you still working on Paul when he suddenly gets very
like that? Yeah, what's it? What's the movie you love? The wine tasting movie.
Giamatti.
Sideways.
Yeah, I love that movie.
We have it all memorized.
Yeah, that. What's the kind he doesn't? The
Merlot.
Oh, I will not have effing Merlot.
That's such a great movie. I've watched that movie probably 20 times, and that I love that scene. And he's terrific in
good.
In what's the new movie? The Holdovers.
Yeah.
He's good in everything. I don't know.
Yeah, he's the greatest actor.
He's so incredible to just watch. He can contain. It's like a lot of stuff going on all brought it into just his face and body. Like, he doesn't have big movements, but they feel like they are. Like, remember when Michael Richards, people would do those, people would do Kramer impressions, and they'd be all over the place with their arms and stuff. And I was like, no, he does big movements in small areas.
Yeah, he tightens up.
Yeah, it's right in here. Like you just got punched in the gut. Yeah. So that's what I try to do with impressions is find what's the moment of the person Paul Giamatti's waiting to explode, right? It's a ticking time bomb. But by the end of this, 3, 2, 1, I am going off. And I will not be able to contain these headphones on my ears. I will lose these cans. I will be gone and out. I will hit my head and be knocked out like Chick McGee at the Turning Stone Casino, laying on that massage table, and I will wake up 2 days later.
In a way you've never seen.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.